We are joined here today by Alex Foran of the Audubon Wheelers as he has made a college decision. He is going to head on and continue his football career at Central over in Pella. First of all, congratulations, Alex. I appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you.
Alex, let's talk about football for you. What is it about the sport of football that you love so well and has helped you excel at this sport so well down at Audubon?
It starts with, like, being an O-lineman. I don't get a lot of credit, but just knowing that everyone around me is succeeding and, like, seeing some of the other teammates just winning and, like, getting some of those accolades really makes me feel good about myself and just the idea of going and trying to push someone around is fun to me.
You've been a part of some great Audubon teams. What has made Audubon such a football factory, do you think, maybe the last 5-10 years?
Well, I think it starts with Coach Burks. He's really done a great job of, like, turning around the program and just making it that powerhouse team it's been. And then, like, teammates and other players buying into that and working hard in the off season to be good when it comes to the season.
When did you know that you wanted to go on and play football at the next level?
So it kind of started winter of after my junior season. I was kind of realizing, you know, I have one more year of high school left and I'm not ready to be done. And so I started reaching out and getting college attention, basically.
Who were some of the first schools you began to reach out to, and kind of vice versa? What were some of the first schools that started to reach out to you?
Yeah, so the first school I think I reached out to was actually Central. But then from there, the first school that I ever responded to me was Wartburg. And I actually went on my first visit there in May and then kind of hit a dead period. But then other schools started contacting me a lot more.
You mentioned that when you and I were talking before the interview today, that the recruiting process really started kind of in May for you. What was it like in the early days, and how did it change for you as your recruiting period went along?
Yeah, so at the beginning, I was really nervous of, like, what to say and, like, saying the right thing. So I'm not, like, I don't know how to put it, like, not trying to be pushy about going and playing there. But, like, also then throughout the process, I became more confident in, like, asking questions that are a little harder for coaches to answer and, like, putting them on the spot a little bit more than they probably want to be.
What were some of the things you wanted to learn from the coaches about their program? So what are some of the things that you ask?
A lot of things I asked was, like, what do you do to make other kids better? Not just your starters, like, make the whole team better. And, like, another big thing I always asked was, where do you see me in a year or 2 years? Like, what does that look like throughout the process?
On that second one, what did most coaches respond, especially the Central coaches? What did they tell you about what they saw for your future?
Yeah, so a lot of the time there was a few coaches who would say, you know, you could come in and start right away. Well, the one thing that was different about Central that I really liked was, you know, I can't say you can start, but I can say you can come in and compete for that position. And that just made me buy into it, basically.
So as this recruiting process went on, Alex, who did you all kind of look at? Who all contacted you? What college did you all go visit?
So basically I stayed a lot around the schools here in Iowa. So like BV, Wartburg, Luther, Central. And I had branched out into some Minnesota schools and actually went out to Puget Sound in Washington on a visit one time. And that was a lot of fun.
What stood out for you about a lot of the different colleges? And as you narrowed your list down, how big was the list? Was it 3 schools, 5 schools, 4 schools? Where was kind of that area before you made your decision that you kind of narrowed that first group down to?
Yeah, so when I first narrowed it down, I think it was about 5 schools, and then I came to 3 here about 2 months ago, and then now to Central. So,
Who were the final three schools that you were looking at?
So it was Central and then Wartburg and a school in Minnesota called Northwestern at St. Paul.
You mentioned you've had a chance, I think, to visit all three of those. Tell us a little bit about each of the trips.
Yeah, so starting with the one in Minnesota, those guys, the coaches up there were amazing. I mean, nicest guys you could probably ever ask for in coaches, but financially just didn't make sense for me. And so then with Wartburg, like I've been up there probably four or five times throughout the recruiting process on camp or a visit or a game. And it was just a beautiful campus and brand new facilities and everything. And then as we got to Central, it just felt more like home. And I'd been there for team camp. I went there for like game day visit and just a bunch of fun stuff like that. It was just amazing.
What was it like getting to know some of the guys that you'll now play with in the future there at Central? And tell us a little bit about what stood out for you at the campus as you were touring.
Yeah, so I was lucky to go on an overnight, so I got really close to a lot of the players that are already there. And just, I remember we went to a golf simulator, and I'm not a good golfer at all, but it was just fun to hang out with the guys and try and swing some clubs. But then, like with the campus, I mean, the facilities are top notch. The schooling is amazing. And like the professors, I sat down with one and probably one of the nicest people I've ever met. And it was just an amazing atmosphere.
When did you know for sure it was Central?
It probably started when I went on that overnight. It felt like home and I couldn't ask for anything more.
What was the reaction like when you contacted the Central coaches and told them that that's where you wanted to go?
I remember I called him what, 2 days ago probably, and he was just, it felt like he was jumping out of his chair right there, and just felt amazing to hear that.
I think you enjoyed the recruiting process, but probably also glad to have this decision done.
Yeah, it was a fun time, but at the end of the day, there's too much stress for me, and I really would like to enjoy the rest of high school here.
Such a great offensive lineman at Audubon, played 8-man football, going to be a little different going to 11-man. How do you make that transition? And where do the Central coaches see you in the offensive line over at Central?
Yeah, so the nice thing is Coach Christensen here went to Central, so a lot of the steps and stuff that we were taught here are the same there. So a lot of the time I'll probably be playing interior line is kind of what we are thinking just based upon my size and build. But as I move to the next level, I know I'm gonna have to worry about a little bit more about like dealing with D linemen rather than the linebackers that we normally dealt with in 8-man.
Having Coach Tyler Christensen, having been at Central and then working with you, how much did that help with you in the making of the decision to go to Central in the first place?
Yeah, that was a huge factor from the beginning even. He gave me Coach Jones's number right off the bat to go call right away. And I mean, we've started doing some Central workouts and some of the speed what drills that we do are exact same that we'll do there. And so it's just been nice to have that resource.
Where do you feel you're already maybe ready for college as an offensive lineman? And then on to that, where do you need to get better yet?
One thing I think I'm gonna be good at when we get to college is the like brain side of football. I think being in a speed option offense that will help because you have to think more about where you're going rather than who you're going to. And my footwork's gonna be good going there. But one thing I think I need to work on is playing bigger than I am because I'm not exactly the biggest guy in the world. But I need to play like I am.
Are you going to look to gain weight? Is that something that Central has talked to you about then?
We haven't talked about that yet, but I'm gonna guess we're gonna either want some more weight or just strength in general.
When are you hoping to get on campus? Is it sometime this summer, or will it be next fall when you're able to get in there and maybe start working out with the teams and get moved in?
I think we are only able to go in this fall, but I'll probably get with some guys throughout the summer, and just even if we're meeting at someone's high school and just playing football, I think we'll meet at some point this summer and have some fun.
Alex, not only going to play football at Central, but also going to be getting a college education. What are you thinking about majoring in? Have you made that decision yet? And then from that major, if you've done that, what are you hoping to do for the rest of your life with it?
Yeah, so I'm kind of bouncing between business administration or management and or kinesiology because I would like to do strength and conditioning for a possible high school program at some point or just doing financial advising for people.
Which, how did, I guess, how did you get interested in both of those two majors? What led you to be excited about maybe going into either one of those?
Yeah, so the financial advising kind of comes from my dad. He's the city clerk here in Audubon. And so it's kind of been a thing I've always been around, and money's always fun to do something with. And with the kinesiology and strength and conditioning, I mean, I love the weight room, and it's always a place I feel like I could always learn more, and it'd be something I could also coach with and be around the game a lot longer.
Was that part of what weighed in the decision to go to Central, was that they had both of those majors and good majors for you?
I wouldn't say it was that big of a decision because a lot of the schools I looked at had that from the beginning, but I know their business department is really good, so that kind of helps with the business side of it.
Well, Alex, I tell you what, I appreciate all your time. It has been a blast for us here at the Carroll Radio Station to watch you as a high school football player down there at Audubon and that great program that you're coming from. And we know you're going to do extremely, extremely well over at Central. So we appreciate all of your time here today. We wish you the best of luck coming up in the future.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Alex Foran again with the Audubon Wheelers again. He is headed to Central to play football at the next level.